I'm Rhonda Hamilton. Welcome to Jazz Set, celebrating 20 years from NPR Music with Allison Miller and Boom Tick Boom. Allison is headlining one night of the 17th annual Mary Lou Williams Women in Jazz Festival, May 2012, at the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C. And making the introduction from the stage, here is Jazz Set's Dee Dee Bridgewater.
Hello. Hi. How are you, everybody? Good evening. On behalf of the Kennedy Center and our artistic advisor for jazz, Mr. Jason Moran, I'd like to welcome you to the 17th Mary Lou Williams Women in Jazz Festival. Welcome! And now, let's get on with the show, okay? New York-based drummer Allison Miller grew up here in the Washington, D.C. area. Allison defies all boundaries with her own style and her energetic approach, whether she's touring with jazz artists such as Dr. Lonnie Smith, or with pop artists such as Natalie Merchant. She was selected a Kennedy Center U.S. State Department Jazz Ambassador and represented our country on a diplomatic tour to Africa and Asia. Her 2010 recording on the Foxhaven label was voted one of the top 10 albums by the Los Angeles Times. Now that is impressive. A graduate of West Virginia University, she'll be the featured commencement speaker tomorrow at the university's College of Arts and Sciences. So Allison, is happening. So are you ready? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let's give a very big, warm welcome to Allison Miller and her band.
Alison Miller and Boom Tick Boom are on Jazz Set from NPR Music.
Thank you so much. We're honored to be here. Please welcome Dan Tepfer on piano. Marty Ehrlich on alto saxophone. Todd Sikafoos on bass. We will do a Mary Lou Williams tune today, a composition she wrote called Intermission off of her great album Zoning. Thank you. Thank you. I tell you what, Mary Lou Williams sure knew how to write a song. Thank you, Mary Lou Williams.
Drummer Allison Miller and her band Boom Tick Boom play Intermission by Mary Lou Williams. Intermission is on Allison's CD, Boom Tick Boom, as well. Dede Bridgewater is hosting the Mary Lou Williams Women in Jazz Festival from the stage. I'm Rhonda Hamilton on Jazz Set. Imagine that you're at work one afternoon, and Allison Miller stops by to play a private set. Well, on the day of this show, that's exactly what happened at NPR Music. See it yourself. There's a link at jazzset.npr.org. Both the Tiny Desk concert at NPR and this set from the Kennedy Center include the next song. Allison honors someone so important to her that she started a scholarship in his name.
We're going to continue with a new composition that I wrote, and this is called Spotswood Drive. As Dede was saying, I grew up in Maryland, and my first drum teacher was a man named Walter Saab, who was an institution here in D.C. and Maryland and Baltimore, and he passed away about 5 years ago, and he was a very dear friend of mine, and so I wrote this song for him. Spotswood Drive is the road that he lived on, where I took my drum lessons, so...
Thank you. Jazz Set receives support from the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C., kennedy-center.org/jazz. The Geraldine R. Dodge Foundation, honoring the rich jazz traditions of Newark, New Jersey. The Dodge Foundation web address is grdodge.org. And an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, Art Works.
Allison Miller and Boom Tick Boom are on stage at the Kennedy Center. Marty Ehrlich on saxophone and clarinet adds color and range to Boom Tick Boom. As a soloist, Dan Tepfer performs the Bach-Goldberg variations. Dan adds his own improvisations between the variations. And bassist Todd Sikafoos has won a Chamber Music America Composition and Ensemble Development Grant. Todd is a new father besides. All eyes and ears are on the high-energy, tuneful drumming of Allison Miller.
I just recorded a new studio album that will be out in the fall. And actually, this weekend I'm celebrating the release of an actual vinyl record that I put out. And yes, for some reason I decided to put out a vinyl record. I think music sounds best on vinyl, so I went for it. And it got delivered to me about a week ago, and I have them here out in the lobby. What'd you say? Yes, basically, I didn't think about how big vinyl is. And I live in Brooklyn, New York, and let's just put it this way. There's not a lot of walking room in my apartment right now. 500 double vinyl records takes up a lot more space than 500 CDs. So we're celebrating the release of that album tonight. It's a live recording done in Switzerland. We're really excited about it. But I digress. We're going to continue with another new composition of mine, and this is For the Love of Pork. This is called Pork Belly. I'm not a vegetarian. Thanks so much. Again, Marty Ehrlich, Dan Tepfer, Todd Sickafoose, I'm Allison Miller. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks again. Dan Tepfer, Marty Ehrlich, Todd Sukafoos. I'm Allison Miller. We're Boom Tick Boom. Thank you so much.
Allison Miller. Thank you, Dan. Thank you. Allison, you rock. You really rock. Oh, yeah. Great. Great, right?
Allison Miller and Boom Tick Boom close with Big and Lovely. Jazzette's Dee Dee Bridgewater is the MC of the 17th Annual Mary Lou Williams Women in Jazz Festival at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., where Jason Moran is the artistic advisor for jazz. Kevin Struthers directs the programming with thanks to Gene Thill and Daryl Ayers. Recordings by Christian Amundsen of Arts Laureate with Greg Hartman and Drew Doucette. Jazzette's technical director is Duke Marcos. Studio engineer, Michael Downs. Producer, Becca Pulliam. Executive producer, Thurston Briscoe III in Newark, New Jersey at WBGO Jazz 88, on air, online, and on your mobile device. We'll finish up with the Chihiro Yamanaka Trio to be featured on a future edition of Jazz Set from the Mary Lou Williams Festival. For more music, come to jazzset.npr.org. I'm Rhonda Hamilton.